At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today is Wednesday, August 13th. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. When the Missouri legislature returns next year, changes may be coming to the point system that determines whether a juvenile should be held in detention, placed in an alternative program, or released. It comes after Uber and Lyft drivers were carjacked at gunpoint by the same teenager last week in St. Louis.
The issue has become a topic that has garnered statewide attention after a teen was arrested twice in a little over 24 hours for allegedly carjacking a rideshare with a firearm. State Senator Steve Butz tells KMOX a juvenile's use of a firearm in the furtherance of a crime should be enough to warrant detention until there's a hearing.
I think we're seeing with this recent armed carjackings that once a gun is introduced into the crime, the points assessed have to go up.
Butt says this does not mean the point system isn't working, just that it needs tweaking. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Abortions will continue in Missouri after the state Supreme Court unanimously refused to take up Attorney General Andrew Bailey's request to reinstate restrictions. In its ruling Tuesday, the court determined that the case must be heard in a lower court first, citing an error in bypassing the Court of Appeals. Bailey posted on X about the decision, saying, quote, "The procedural ruling is disappointing but not surprising." He added, "We will not back down." In a KMOX follow-up, our Maria Kina is talking with the chairman of the Detention Facilities Oversight Board of the City Justice Center following last month's death of a detainee.
Reverend Darrell Gray tells KMOX the Detention Facilities Oversight Board is limited with what they can say because, according to a city ordinance, when there is an ongoing police investigation, the DFOB cannot conduct their own investigation.
But what I've asked the DFOB staff to do is that immediately upon the conclusion of the police investigation, that we are going to do our own inquiry as far as DFOB.
Reverend Gray says the board wants to know what happened leading up to 31-year-old Samuel Hayes Jr.'s death, including if he received the proper medical attention. Gray tells KMOX he and Mayor Kara Spencer made an unannounced visit to the City Justice Center last week and saw the area where Hayes Jr. died. It's still not known, though, when St. Louis Police's FI unit will wrap up their investigation. Maria Kina, KMOX News.
Speaking to the press for the first time since being indicted, St. Louis County Executive Sam Page maintaining his innocence, he was asked how it could impact his duties as county executive.
I'm going to keep doing the work of St. Louis County, like building roads, like we're here today to celebrate, like making sure that our county operations run, and I'm honored to have the opportunity to do it.
Page, despite telling the Business Journal in April he wants to run again, said he has not decided yet if he will run for re-election, but will before the end of the year. He's due to be arraigned on his two felony and two misdemeanor counts later this month. The president of the St. Louis County NAACP has thrown his name in the hat for state Senate. John Bowman announced his plans Tuesday to run in the 14th District, which covers part of North and Mid-St. Louis County. Bowman served as Missouri State Representative for several years until resigning in 2008 after pleading guilty to federal charges related to credit card scams. The Anti-Defamation League is commending Missouri for its progress in fighting anti-Semitism with new legislative measures. Stuart McMillan has the story.
The new Jewish Policy Index by ADL places the Show Me State in the Progressing States category. One recent measure, the Missouri Task Force on Nonprofit Security, was signed into law earlier this year.
We're very excited about that.
Jordan Kadosh, ADL St. Louis.
And it has strong hate crimes laws and prohibitions against doxing and swatting. And these are tactics that extremists use, not just to target Jewish institutions, but to target vulnerable populations across the state.
The latest report arrives on the heels of what's being investigated as a targeted hate crime in Clayton last week, where a resident was an apparent target of arson and anti-Semitic graffiti.
The Francis House School District starts the new school year without a superintendent and calls for an investigation. Dr. Mike Dominguez was supposed to take over as superintendent July 1st. Instead, just days before that, the district announced that due to unforeseen circumstances, Dominguez was out and he walked away with a $229,000 payout. 4 days later, an Oklahoma school district announced they'd hired him. That has the Holy Joe Society, a nonprofit civic organization, calling on the attorney general and state auditor to investigate. They point out that an audit of the district in December gave Francis Howell not just a poor rating, but the lowest possible poor rating. The district says legally it can't say any more about the settlement with Dominguez. In baseball, the Colorado Rockies have only two shutout wins this season, and both times the Cardinals on the losing end, including last night. The Cardinals still have a chance to win their third straight series as they take on the Rockies this afternoon at 1:15. It's here on KMOX.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.